hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, recorded on a Wednesday evening, and joining me, pre-recorded live on a Wednesday evening, it's a welcome back to the show to social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I've got a cold. So if I'm talking a bit like Frank Sidebottom, that's why. But I'm going to soldier on, everyone, because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on this week's show. Coming up this week, we are going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches in the first round of the FA Trophy. We've got a few managers on who'll be looking to progress through to the next round. Later, we're going to be joined by the managers at Chasetown, Cone, Liversidge, Guiseley, and Runcorn Linnets. So all that happening on this week's show, those interviews coming up, scattered through the next hour or so. But James, big thank you for joining us. And we've got you here to look back at last weekend's results in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And it's been quite an eventful week. Not as many games as normal. There was just a couple of matches midweek, but a full calendar on Saturday. Starting off with FC United, they remain top. A 1-1 draw, though, with Lancaster City. Lancaster City down to 10 men. We're about 25 minutes to go. Now Cowperthwaite shown a red card in that game, but FC United couldn't make the man advantage count. So FC United remain top, but the gap's been closed, hasn't it, James?
It has indeed. I think great result there for Lancaster, first of all. A good goal from Bailey as well, from the highlights I've seen from it too.
Yeah. At the same time, though, on Saturday, as things stood on Saturday, FC United kind of were okay because Matlock were beaten 3-1 by Warrington Town, a result which saw Warrington move well and truly into the playoff positions. A good result that for Warrington Town, James. And I think Warrington are starting to get some momentum going now. That's three straight wins in the league and a good one against Matlock.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's 3 points that they needed against a team that's very likely going to be fighting with him towards the end of the season at the top end. That said, obviously, there's about 13, 14 teams at this moment in time that could do that too. But I think it's a result that they needed just to get that a little bit more stability underneath them at this moment in time, particularly with a tough FA Trophy tie coming up next.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good set of results for Warrington Town. And as James hinted at, Warrington Town this weekend in the first round of the FA Trophy will be taking on South Shields at Cantilever Park. Let's have a bit of a catch-up now with Warrington Town, and it's a big welcome back to their manager. Here's Mark Beasley. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to... I think I'm safe in saying tie of the round against South Shields this weekend. Just a bit of a general catch-up. Warrington back inside the playoff positions at the moment. Very, very competitive league, to say the least. How's things going at Cantilever Park?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the league's very competitive. You know, I say it all the time to the sort of the local press guys with us. You know, every game's a really tough game. Anyone could beat anyone. And I think that's shown this season so far. And I think it'll continue to be like that, which makes for good viewing for people come to watch games.
And a very good week just gone with, you know, that win over Lancaster City last Tuesday, 3-1 against Matlock. I mean, that's good, isn't it? They're very good results for just keeping the points tally ticking over.
Yeah, they were good. We had a good week. I think we've you know, performances in general have been reasonably good this season. I think we've had a few blips in games, but overall we've had a good performance level. We've, like everybody, we've suffered with injuries to major players, and I think that's indicative of the league, the way it is, the amount of games people play. I think everyone suffered with that. So, you know, we just have to keep performing like we're doing within the group, and then hopefully that results look after themselves in that way.
So, I mean, heading into November and you know, looking at the league table, I know managers don't look at the league table. I'm not going to ask you if you've looked at the league table, but I'm pretty sure you're where you want to be. You're in the slipstream, you're there. But it is incredibly tight, isn't it? I mean, what's your thoughts on the upcoming challenges in the league and where Warrington find themselves at the moment?
I think, as I just alluded to, I think every game's a really difficult game. I don't think there's any easy game. No, and you're right, I don't really look at league tables. So you get people, you know, messaging you when things aren't going great about where you are, and likewise when you've had a few good wins. So it doesn't really bother me because it's still early days, you know, still a lot of football to go this season. I think the time for looking at league tables is towards sort of February, March, when, you know, the games are running out a little bit. But I think, you know, we've got some tough games coming up in November, but we've had tough games in October. So I think every game is, and it sounds a bit of a cliche, and I'm sure people are saying something similar, but I think every game's a really tough game. And, you know, tomorrow we've got a cup game, so we'll focus on that first.
Yeah, and like I touched upon, it probably is tied around this one. I mean, what's your thoughts on South Shields on Saturday?
I think they're excellent club, first and foremost. I think, you know, whenever you go up there, you're looked after, you're treated well. It's a great occasion. There's always, you know, a few thousand fans, and pitch is always nice, and it feels like a club that's ready to progress. You know, the full-time footballers, and with that, is a massive advantage to anyone in our league especially. But no, it's something we look forward to. They've done great this year again. You know, they look, if you finish above them, I think you win the league, in my opinion. So, and they've had a great FA Cup run, and rightfully so, they've been chosen for the telly. So that'd be good luck to them. It's good exposure for our league. And, you know, we all hope that they go through in the cup, even if it's against one of my old teams. But it's a tough game, really tough game. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. Fortunately, we, you know, one of the lads said we've had a few cup games this year and we haven't had one at home, so this is our first home game, so it'd be nice to play a cup game at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And our preparation is going off the pitch for this one, because it is a big deal, this, isn't it? So you're going to need a big crowd there tomorrow.
Yeah, I think from the playing side of things, and we just got to treat it like a normal game. Obviously, you pay them respect, and we've done a few things in training about them, and, you know, how we'll play and think like you do with any team. But I think off the pitch, I think, you know, the Warrington support this season, you know, since I've been at the club, has steadily increased, and it's increased, and we have got a good support every home game now.
Touching upon the actual challenge of South Shields tomorrow, without giving too much of that game plan away or anything like that, I mean, you are neck and neck in the league table at the minute. You know, all the pundits and everyone who follows this league would suggest it's probably not going to be too dissimilar as things develop in the league. It might be a trophy game, but it's certainly an important game overall, isn't it, when it comes to the league too? Am I reading too much into it?
Yeah, I think you mean we play them again in November at home in the league, so it's just one of them cup games. I think you've got to look at a cup game differently. It's about getting through. It's about getting through however you or you can, whether it's winning the game or getting through on penalties. It's about getting through the round as best you can. Of course, you know, they're an excellent footballing team, and they're well coached. You can see it's clear that the way they play, and it's something that, you know, it's a challenge that everyone looks forward to, because they're the big club in our league, and you know, they're full time and everyone looks forward to playing them. They bring a good support, and as I say, it's a good club. So it's one that everyone looks forward to, you know, the challenge of.
And looking ahead to the remainder of the month, South Shields, the cherry on the cake of November, if you will. But you've got Hyde United, you've got Mask, you've got Whitby, you've got Geisler. No easy games and all that. It's a hell of a month, isn't it?
Yeah, tough, very tough. I think the only saving grace is that we've got Whitby away on a Tuesday. But after that, I think the Tuesday game start, which is good. I think the league's tough because it's relentless, and I think every manager I speak to, the amount of games that this league has to play, it's phenomenal, really. And I think that'll help us get a few injured people back. As I say, you know, we're not the only one who's had injuries, but we've had injuries to really key players, and hopefully they'll be back, you know, in November, and that'll help us boost the group.
And last question, Mark, just to finish things off about South Shields tomorrow, how much are you looking forward to this challenge and locking horns again with Kevin Phillips and maybe progressing through to the next round? How much are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, we always look forward to, you know, to home games, as I just alluded to, that, you know, the biggest club and the biggest profile club in our league. And I think it's something that everyone raises the game for, and we'll be no different tomorrow. You know, they're always favourites wherever they go. That's something in general they cope well with, so we've just got to be ready for them, you know, and embrace the challenge of a cup game and look forward to it, really.
Well, Matt Beasley, manager of Warrington Town, big good luck tomorrow against South Shields, and big thank you for joining us, and catch up very soon.
No problem. Thanks, Ben.
Warrington Town manager Matt Beasley there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So Warrington are in fourth. Matlock Town did bounce back on Tuesday night, a 4-1 win at Mask United. So Matlock, that's why Matlock are in second spot now. They have played a game more than FC United, but on the same number of points, a good way to bounce back. 2 points behind Matlock Town and FC United, with loads of games in hand, is South Shields. A 1-0 win for them over Warrington Rylands on Saturday. Robert Briggs scoring on the 84th minute.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously very late on. Briggs got the result there. Good shot from about 25 yards out. That won the game from there. they've got that capability to go and have a good cup run at the four games in hand at this moment. So you either have the points on the board rather than the games in hand, realistically.
I don't Although think anyone, has anyone said that this year yet? I think that might be the first. No, no one says that on this show, ever.
Yeah, it is a bit early in the season, but obviously when you've got four games in hand compared to some of the sides, it's worth mentioning. It's also worth mentioning, just to upset Berkey as well, South Shields are now top of the table on the points per game.
Right, there we go. Yes, because it's over 2 points per game now, isn't it, for South Shields. Finishing off the playoff spots, we've got Bamber Bridge, a very good result for them on Saturday, a 2-1 win against Trinity. That's a phenomenal result, isn't it, really?
It is indeed. I mean, consider how games have been playing the last couple of weeks as well. It stops a seven-game unbeaten streak for him. I mean, Gainsborough's home form's a little bit worse than the away at this moment in time, but it's still a great effort for Bamber Bridge to go there and get a win out of it. That said as well, Bamber Bridge, six unbeaten now, too. Five of them are wins.
So 2 points separating the top five of the division. It's actually 3 points separating the top 10, with five teams all on 24 points, 3 points off top spot. First team, Marine, they're in sixth position. A 2-1 win at Belper Town on Saturday. A good result, that one, for Marine. Morpeth Town, they're in seventh position. Morpeth Town with a 1-1 draw against Atherton Coles. And I'm just going to segue to Atherton Coles because they've had a lot of draws, haven't they? Let me just check this. Yes, five draws on the trot now. A 1-1 draw with Radcliffe on Tuesday night, incidentally. It's now six games unbeaten with one win and five draws. It's quite a run after to Coles are on there, isn't it?
You look at the opponents again, the draws against as well. Obviously, take Belper Town out of the equation a little bit. They're getting sides who are in that little bit of a fight at the top end at this moment. So it's incredible the effort they're putting in at this moment in time.
Yeah, and it's actually back-to-back draws for Morpeth as well. A 1-1 draw for them on Tuesday night at Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity, they're getting a point after that defeat on Saturday. So Morpeth are in seventh. Radcliffe, after that Tuesday night draw at Atherton Coles, they're in eighth, also on 24 points, 3 points off top spot. They too had a draw on Saturday against Ashton United. Hyde United, they're in ninth, also 3 points off top spot. Hyde United with a 1-1 draw with Stafford Rangers. Good result, that one, actually, at Marston Road on Tuesday, and a 1-0 win against Mask United on Saturday. So not bad at all for Hyde United. Stafford Rangers, incidentally, a draw on Tuesday, a draw on Saturday, a 1-1 draw with Geisley. And speaking of Geisley, let's go to them next, because that's actually five games unbeaten now in the league for Geisley, including two victories, including that 2-1 win over FC United last Tuesday night. So it's going pretty well at Geisley at the moment, starting to find a bit of form, and they'll need that because this weekend they're travelling to leaders of the West Division of the MPL, Macclesfield, at the Moss Rose. And to check in now with Geisley, let's hear from their manager. It's a welcome back to the show, to Danny Ellis. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And before we talk about the FA Trophy, just a bit of a general catch-up with the league. A good 1-1 draw on Saturday away at Stafford Rangers. I'm following up that victory over FC United midweek. I mean, how's things going at Geisley at the moment?
Yeah, a good point, like you say, on Saturday. Great win Tuesday against FC United. I thought very strong side, as the league suggests. But yeah, we've picked up with a few injuries. I think with the Saturday-Tuesday games that they've been, quite a lot of, I think every manager will tell you that it does... It does have an effect on your squad at times. We were a little bit thin a few weeks ago, so we've had a few players come back, and we've put some good results together.
And Danny, I do have to apologise to you as well, because I commentated on the FC United game, and when you scored, I just said the defender Danny Ellis, but a great goal from yourself as well.
Yeah, I was in the right place. Obviously, cross came in at the tight angle, I managed to put it in. But yeah, there's. We're in a good place as a club, as a team. I think, like you said, things are coming together now. We had a little patch where we were unlucky, not getting results. But it's been good. We've got a sustained squad, shall we say, now. Got a couple to come back of injury. But yeah, so in terms of how we are, we're looking good. The league's obviously so tight, it's as you can see. But we're heading in the right direction, which is good to see.
And it wasn't just yourself who had a good game that night on the Tuesday. Callum Chippendale was excellent. Jake Cassidy's a class act, isn't he? Sims good, and the defence is good all round. So, do you feel it's all come together now after the up and down start that you've had?
Yeah, I think it has. I mean, there were a few young players. When you have injuries, you've got to put a few young lads in, which is what we had to do. And I think some of them was a little bit short. And like I say, once you've got your players back, obviously we've got Chippy coming in from Matlock, it's been great for us. Cass has led the line magnificent all season. We've got Mo, who's doing really well as well. And like I say, we are looking solid, but there's a long way to go. We're not getting too carried away just yet with a few half-decent results. It's a tough old league, and there's some very good teams in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And touching upon the FA Trophy, you had to beat Whitby to get to this stage of the competition. To be drawn against Macclesfield away, I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge on Saturday?
Well, first and foremost, they're a good side. Watched a lot of footage of them, been to watch them. Got some good players, some players that should be playing. I think a lot of people would see that they should be playing a bit higher. But it's just credit to the club that they can attract the players like Luke Murphy, you know, Alex Curran. They've got a lot of good established players in that squad, the full time as well. And obviously they are doing really well in the league. And obviously last week they just got beat by, I think it was Northwich, beat them 1-0. So they're going to want a reaction. So we are not taking them lightly one second. Obviously, like I say, they're full time, and it's going to be a very difficult game, but one that we're going to look forward to.
And I trust you've if it's available anywhere, you've watched that 1874 Northwich game back, and maybe the Witten game back as well, because they are pretty formidable, but they have been beaten this year, like you say.
They have. They've also played Bamber Bridge and they put six past. Yeah. And I thought Bamber. Yes. I thought.
Good point well made, Danny. Good point.
No, I've because obviously I played against Bamber, and they're a good side. So, you know, Jamie's got a great side at Bam, and the beat them 6-1. I know they might have a couple of players missing, but you know, they are a very, very good side. They have been beaten, but it's going to be a tough game, and it's a 4G pitch. But like I say, we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And what would a good FA Trophy run mean for guys this year, and what you're trying to achieve as well? Because, you know, when we look at the league table, you're a massive 5 points off top spot at the minute. It's a big gap, I admit. It's ridiculous, isn't it, this league table? But I mean, how much does the FA Trophy factor into what you're trying to achieve and getting a good sense of momentum going?
Well, that's it. I mean, any cup, you want to do well, you know, for the fans, for the club, putting us, you know, you get challenged in certain games where you're going to be playing all different aspects of teams from lower down, from higher up. So it does put you in a little platform to where you need to be. And it's, again, keeping that momentum going. I think it's important. You know, there's a little carrot at the end, obviously, the Wembley, get to the final. So for every non-league team, you'd be foolish not to take the trophy seriously. And it's one that we will be looking to try to do as well as we can in. But, you know, it's going to be tough on Saturday.
And touching upon that league points tally at the moment, and just how close it all is, just any run of games, of victories, and suddenly you are, you know, right up at the top end. So how much are you relishing that challenge over the coming weeks as well, back in the league?
Yeah, you want to keep winning. We're now tied the league, isn't it? Like you say, if you do get a lot of run together, like we've seen, you can become within touching distance at top spot. You know, there's, I think, five or six points between, you know, us and the top spot. So it's like, yeah, if you can keep getting them wins, it's, they're not a given. You know, you're playing every team, no matter where they are placed in this league. You know, any manager will tell you that it's on the day, it's got to do the ugly things. It's relentless, and if you're off it, you're going to get beat. So it's massively important you keep your team switched on. And yeah, we're looking, like I say, just keep taking it game by game, not getting too carried away.
Well, Danny Ellis, manager of Guys, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week. Big congratulations on the recent points tally and goal scoring, and big good luck tomorrow at Moss Rose.
Cheers, thank you, Ben.
So Macclesfield taking on Guiseley this weekend in the first round of the FA Trophy, and a big good luck to both Macclesfield and Guiseley in that tie. Here on the MPL show, we hope both teams win. Let's go back to the league, though, and the results from this past week. We've outlined the top 10. Let's go down towards the bottom end of the table now. Belper Town with a defeat at Marine, at the weekend. Nantwich Town, they were beaten 1-0 by Liversidge. A good result for Liversidge there. A 0-0 draw for Liversidge on Tuesday night as well against Lancaster City. Lancaster City, they're fourth bottom at the moment. However, as we've already covered, two games unbeaten this past week, both draws. But for Liversidge, a four-point week for the West Yorkshire side sees them in good form as they take on Tamworth this weekend in the first round of the FA Trophy. And let's welcome back now the manager at Liversidge. Here's Jonathan Rimmington. Well, Jonathan, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy this weekend, just a big congratulations for the last round. Tough place to go to, Broadhurst Park, but a good 1-0 win. How was your afternoon?
Yeah, listen, it was a very strange afternoon, actually. Started off pretty good and thought we deserved it at the end. I'll be honest, I thought we got our tactics right and FC United couldn't really break us down, really. We managed the game quite well and I think we had a few chances. So, yeah, I thought it was a good afternoon all in all.
And building upon that, straight away, back in the league, a 2-1 win at Matlock Town. So, you know, there's two teams right there in and around the playoff positions who you beat at the start of October. How important are those results, do you feel, for, you know, finding your feet in this division, as it appears you have in this month, I feel?
Well, it's been massive because, I mean, the getting beat at Chorley 9-0 put a bit of a doubt in everybody's minds, and then the couple of results after, and it kind of made us changed a few things, you know, how we play, and it seemed to have worked a little bit. Don't get me wrong, we need to keep evolving, and we've done all right. We've done all right away from home, I'll be honest. We've not won a point at home yet. It's ridiculous. And
I was going to ask you, Jonathan, about the home form, because I would be remiss of me not to mention it, because it is chalk and cheese, isn't it? And what is that down to? Is it the hospitality? Because it's a cracking ground at Liversidge, we have to say. I've been to it, and, you know, great catering and a great welcome. Maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But, I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
It's weird. Maybe I need to not prepare pitch, maybe, and stop people passing us to death. Maybe we've got to come out a little bit more and attack at home. And it didn't work against Warrington. We tried to play the same way. And to be fair, we weren't very good against what we looked tired. You know, some days you'd played FC and then you played Matlock and then you're home to Warrington and sometimes you just look tired.
I mean, to be fair, Jonathan, just to touch upon that run of games there, FC, Matlock, Warrington, South Shields, two wins out of four ain't bad.
No, listen, we should have got more out of South Shields, I'll be honest. We should have got a point against them. I thought we were very unlucky to concede the way they scored. Warrington, I've no complaints. We just looked lacklustre. And I think it's the end of these two games, you know, a week, you know, three games a week sort of thing, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. Mate, listen, I'm struggling to get a team out tomorrow. We've got a lot of pulls in the hamstrings, and I think everybody's saying, I'm not saying we're special, but for us to come up from the league below and then compete against teams that have moved you about and worked you hard, and it's ticking its toll, I'll be honest. But anyway, it is what it is. Crack on, don't we?
Yeah, and I was going to say, I mean, just to, before we get to the game against Tamworth, just to finish off about the league form, because bouncing back with a fantastic win against Nantwich, a 0-0 draw against Lancaster, you know, those two results there have seen you outside the relegation places now. So, injuries aside, that confidence, hopefully you'll take it to Tamworth tomorrow. Just touching upon that game, it's a home game. I mean, what's your thoughts on the actual challenge, injuries aside, of course?
They've not lost a game, have they, for 12 games or something? Have they won every game or something? It's just, I think they won nine or something.
They are in good form, yes.
Yeah, I think they're bringing the three coaches up and vocal and the fans. And listen, it's another test, isn't it? It's a different league. It's a team from a different league that we're going to be tested upon, and then hopefully we can put on a good showing and hopefully get through. You know, we're going out to win it. It's going to be tough. Listen, these teams at the top of the leagues, you know, they're going to be they've got something about them, haven't they? Because they haven't been beat. So we've got a bit of resilience. They'll have a bit of class. They'll have a bit of something all over the pitch, I would have thought.
Yeah, but going back to that South Shields match, there's some learnings taken from games like that and the FC win that you could take it to Tamworth.
Yeah, definitely. So everybody's beatable out there on the day. You know, it's 11 men against 11 men, the starting team. So we're not going in it with, you know, frightened of them. But we've just got to be wary that, you know, that they will have good players in certain areas, and we've just got to, after 10 minutes, we'll work each other out and we'll see where it takes us. But yeah, South Shields, again, it's one of them South Shields. I thought we deserved a point at the least. If South Shields are the benchmark for this league, then Yeah, we've not to be frightened of, I'll be honest. But, you know, every team's different. Morpeth play different. Everybody plays a different way. So it's getting it right on the day, isn't it? That's part of it.
And just looking ahead to the rest of November after this game, I think you're on Saturday games now, aren't you? So Hyde, Marine, Mask, Geisler, tough games, especially that derby coming up at the end of November. How much are you looking forward to those challenges back in the league as well? Now you're getting some points on the board as well.
Listen, it's an old cliche, isn't it? One game at a time, and you know, I think Marine will be tough. I think that'll be a tough game. Well, they're all going to be tough. All them games, Hyde, Mask, they'll be ready, I'm sure. But listen, Geisler's another one, isn't it, where it's going to be, I think there'll be quite a big crowd there, and hopefully we can get some points off them, and I'm sure that we'll compete against them. It's just whether we can get over the line and get a win at home. Listen, at home, I can't believe it. You know, we didn't lose a game last year at home, the year before, and now we're struggling to even get a point. Mad.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge, though, isn't it? Once that happens, you must feel like that would be the dam breaking then at that point, and there'll be more to come.
Well, hopefully, because you know it's a pretty hard place to play. Is our own game. Tomorrow, my bench will be all lads coming back from injury that have been training for a few weeks. So, but it is what it is, isn't it? You just got to do it.
Well, Jonathan,
we'll get there.
Jonathan, just before you go, just I mentioned for tomorrow's game, how much are you looking forward to it? Because I know we've touched upon the home form here, but we do have to, if I could go back to the original game against Chorley, it was a 1-1 draw against Chorley at home, which is a phenomenal result. We've mentioned the South Shields performance as well. You've beaten Matlock, you've beaten FC. So how much are you looking forward to Tamworth tomorrow and the chance to hopefully progress through to the next round?
Yeah, listen, I want to win it, and I want to. We're gonna have a real go. Let me tell you. So we're gonna. They'll know they've been in the game. Hopefully, you know. So we've just got to take the game to them, and it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough as always.
Well, Jonathan Remington, manager of Liversidge, a big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show. Best of luck tomorrow, and catch up very soon.
Thank you.
Jonathan Remington there, manager of Liversidge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching NPL show. So down the bottom end of the table, there's 5 points separating Stalybridge Celtic in 17th and Belper Town in 22nd. However, for Stalybridge Celtic, they've had a decent week, haven't they? A 1-0 win on Saturday away at Whitby Town, a phenomenal result, that one. So for Stalybridge, they've got themselves that little cushion now to Lancaster City. It's 2 points, and they're 5 points behind Warrington Rylands, Atherton Coles and Mask United. And I think, James, that's all the results covered. If I have missed anything, don't forget, you can see the results in written form on the league website. That's at www.thenpl.co.uk. And you can also visit that website to look at this weekend's fixtures, because in the league, we do have some matches this weekend. Not that many. Two, in fact. Hyde United will be taking on Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, we should say, because of the fixtures this weekend, have a chance to go top of the table, which would be immense, wouldn't it, at this point. Bamber Bridge travelling to Hyde United this weekend. Elsewhere, Nantwich Town will be taking on Ashton United. Nantwich Town needing a win to close that gap to Liversidge outside the relegation spots. Two interesting fixtures there. And this is the small matter of the first round of the FA Trophy. We've interviewed a couple of managers already on this week's show, but just to go through the fixtures now, Basford United, formerly of this parish, will be hosting our very own Marine this weekend. So big good luck to Marine in that game there. But our next interview comes from this next fixture that we're reading out now. Chasetown of the Midlands Division will be taking on Mask United of the Premier Division. Chasetown have had some good results this season already in knockout competition. And let's welcome back their manager to judge the mood now at Chasetown. It's a welcome back to the show to Mark Swan. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And let's get straight into it. I mean, what's your thoughts ahead of this first round tie against Mass United?
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough tie, Ben, I'll tell you. I went to watch him against Matlock Tuesday night. A very good standard of football, to be fair. And I know they come away like sort of losing 4-1. They were still very, very good side, very strong, physical, well organised, created a lot of chances. And on another day, maybe they could have come away with something.
And with regards to, you know, what's been going on at Chasetown, obviously we've caught up a few times ahead of various cup competitions and, you know, unlucky in the FA Cup, but in the FA Trophy, that win against Bromsgrove Sporting, superb. I mean, that was a hell of a game and a hell of a performance, I'm going to suggest.
It's probably the best we've played all season, to be fair. Everybody kicked in and, you know, we clicked on the day and, you know, I thought Bromsgrove were coming off a 5-0 win as well. I think it was Kings Langley. So, yeah, we knew it was going to be tough, but sort of took the game to them. And, you know, when the second went in, their heads seemed to go down and we added another one and we could have probably popped another one in at the end as well. But it was a very complete performance, mate, which you probably asked the question that, you know, we need to take that into league form, though. You know, it's all right. We're doing well in the cups, but in the league, we seem to be stuttering a little and lacking a little bit of confidence.
Yeah, that was my next question. I mean, that's always the balancing act, isn't it? You know, it's some trick to go to have good FA Cup runs, FA Trophy runs. And then, you know, when you do get to play league games, just take that form into league matches and not get too caught out by the big lights of the next upcoming big fixture in the various knockout competitions. That is tricky.
It is. It's a mentality from the player, really. I mean, anybody can get themselves up for Telford, Bromsgrove, Stamford away. You know, anybody can do that, but, you know, the occasion and that. But the bread and butter and 38 games is going to your Bolmies, your Grizzlies, you know, your Harper's Towns, your Stamford, your Alzheimer's and that. For me, that is the priority. Don't get me wrong, these cup runs are good, they're good distractions. But on the flip side of that, maybe it's become a little bit of a difficult distraction because of our form in the league as well, which we need to really put right quick as possible.
And how do you do that? Is it just literally playing league games more often and getting into that mentality of, you know, the grind of, you know, bread and butter week in, week out, getting 3 points as best you can, is that what's needed, do you feel?
I think there's a couple of things, Ben. I think sort of routine's good, isn't it, going league. I think naturally there's a little bit more on us this season where we finished last season. I think teams are coming to maybe snub us a little bit more, snub key players. So, look, we've got to get used to it. Good players have targets on their backs and, you know, they've got to sort of be a little bit more flexible in the play to make sure they're affecting the game as well, even if they are being man marked. And also, other people got to step up as well. But there's just a little bit of inconsistency in the camp. People still sort of finding their peak levels of fitness as well, you know, with people coming back from long-term injuries. But look, it's a good squad. It's a better squad than last season. So I'm very confident that the lads will turn it round, definitely.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? You've beaten Stamford in the Trophy. You beat Telford in the FA Cup. You eventually beat Bolton St Michael's, who are currently in the playoffs. Bromsgrove Sporting and No Mugs. I mean, the team's there, clearly. And that's, going back, if I could shoehorn the Mass game back into this, that's why Mass don't want to play you. Regardless of where you are in the league at the moment, it's clearly a false position.
I think the first thing we've got to do with Mass, from what I've seen, you know, they're men. You know, they'll come toe-to-toe with you first and foremost and try and, you know, out-battle you and out-run you. So the first thing we've got to do as a unit is turn up, and which we have done against, you know, your Telfords and your Bromsgroves. But I'm not being disrespectful to Midlands and Southern teams. They're a little bit different to Northern teams. Northern teams, you know, that when they go toe-to-toe, you know about it. And that's the first and foremost thing. We've got to be up for a battle. And I mean a battle, you know, because they are very physical. And, you know, it's going to be tough. They are leaking goals, but like I said, they were still a very big threat to Matlock Town, a very good Matlock Town on Tuesday night. So we're gonna have to actually turn up.
And just looking ahead to the rest of the month, you've got a league game scheduled away at Yaxley, then Shepshire Dynamo next Saturday, Spalding United, which is a big game, isn't it? So how much are you looking forward to the rest of the month when it comes to, once you've got this Mass game out the way?
Yeah, it's going to take its toll. I mean, we've just been told as well that the Hinkley game that was a Saturday has been moved now to the Tuesday as well, which is after the next Spalding, the next Tuesday after Spalding. So, you know, the next 3 weeks, we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday. So, look, it's going to be tough. The squad's going to have to be utilised. And it's going to be hard on the lads' legs, but that's football. I'd prefer to be in the FA Cup, and we are in the FA Trophy. And and also obviously the priority of the league. But it's going to be tough. But the lads know the score. You know, it's I know there's the distance of the travelling night, Yaxley Tuesday night, Spalding Tuesday night, and then Hinckley Tuesday night. But that's the league, and you know, sometimes you can be a victim of your own success in the leagues, but you want to win every game, and I still want to be in that FA trophy. But we need to start putting points on the board, definitely in the league, Ben.
And just last question, Mark. How much are you looking forward to tomorrow? This is going to be another big game with you in charge at Chase Town. But you've had a few of them this year, as we've already outlined. So how much are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, they're great. They're good occasions. We've got to sort of put aside, you know, the inconsistency of the league, and we've got to go out there and enjoy it. And like I always say to you, against these sort of teams, you're going to have to ride your luck over the 90 minutes. But like I say, if Chase Town turn up, we'll definitely give them a game.
Great stuff. Well, Mark Swamp, manager of Chase Town, big, big thank you for joining us this week, and big good luck tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks, Ben. Top man. Cheers.
Mark Swamp there, manager of Chase Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Also, from Step 4 in the NPL, Cone of the West Division, they'll be hosting Warrington Rylands this weekend. Tough game, that one. A tricky game for the Premier Division side. And let's judge the mood now at Cone. And it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Phil Brown. Well, Phil, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Trophy this weekend, just a big congratulations for the last round against Hyde United. What a performance. What an afternoon at Ewen Fields. How was it?
It was brilliant, to be honest. It was a really good performance. You know, obviously we went there as the underdogs. Hyde were flying at the time. And we knew how difficult it was going to be, but we had a game plan. We stuck to it. And I thought the lads were excellent. And I must say that we brought a few fans as well. And the Hyde fans, they were quite vocal. So it was a really good afternoon. I know, obviously, I'm going to say that because we won the game, but it just was really pleasing. It was a really, really good atmosphere. It was just a good spectacle, and I was chuffed that we came out of it on top.
And you know what, a gutsy performance as well, because obviously, you know, Hyde take the lead, you get an equaliser, then you take the lead just before half time, but then they score at that equaliser, and at that point, you know, with 10 minutes to go, you'd be forgiven for you know, being utterly deflated, but then to score a couple of minutes later and seal the tie, that's phenomenal stuff, isn't it, from your squad?
Yeah, it is. I mean, to be fair, we had a couple of half chances at 0-0, and then we gave away a really poor goal. It was an own goal, actually, but we tended to score at the right times after that. So, you know, we got our equaliser, which is a really good goal from Craig Carney, and then we scored, I think, just before half time. And then when they scored, when they equalised later on in the game, we went back up and scored, you know, a couple of minutes later. So, you know, we scored at good times, and you know, we showed a lot of resilience. You know, a lot of teams could have gone under, we could have gone under, but we didn't. We believed in ourselves, and to be fair, I think we were worthy winners. You know, I spoke to the gaffer after the game, and you know, he said we deserved it. So, you know, I think it was a good performance, and from my point of view, the right outcome.
And generally, Phil, just to touch upon how the season's going more generally, I mean, it's tricky. I speak to managers sometimes from Step 4 who have these trophy runs, and it does have an impact on the league. I mean, we're not even mentioning the fact you beat Consett, which is a phenomenal result in the round before that in the FA Trophy. It is tricky, though, isn't it, to transfer that into the league, because subconscious thing, isn't it? The players preparing for the next big FA Trophy tie, I suppose.
Yeah, you're spot on. I've put in the notes this week, arguably our best footballers come in this competition. You know, we had to go to Bridlington, which was, you know, 3.5 hours, and we played really well. Then we got Consett at home, which was a tough game. We came out of that 1-0. And then obviously Hyde. So we've played really well in the trophy, but because the rounds are every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks now, it's not an excuse, but the players have struggled, you know, to then take that previous performance, the big high that they're experiencing, into the league. So as you can see by our league position, our league form, it's inconsistent, to say the least. You know, listen, I want to stay in the trophy as long as possible, but you know, we do need to transfer the performances into league form, and we need to get up that league table. Having said that, we've played quite well in the league. We just haven't got the results. Certainly, you know, against Mosley and one or two other teams, we were leading 2-0. But it is what it is, you know. It's no excuses. You know, we need to be better in the league. But for now, the focus is on the FA Trophy tomorrow, and we're really looking forward to the game.
Yeah, we should say two of those defeats this past month have been against Prescott Cables and Runcorn Linnets, who are pretty handy, aren't they?
Yes, they are decent teams.
But, you come into it with a win this past week against Gossip North End. How important is that, the fact it was a win in the league? It was against a team who were in mid-table at the minute, so you closed that gap, but also to give you momentum ahead of the Rylands match.
Yeah, it was really important because, like we just touched on, you know, the league games are not as frequent to some extent when you're playing in a cup, and we were on the back of a couple of league defeats, so we needed to get something from the game. It wasn't a classic, you know, it was a gritty, hard-working performance by us. In my eyes, we deserved to win. We missed a penalty in the first half, and we had a couple of chances. So when we scored just after half-time and saw it out, we had a clean sheet, I was obviously very, very happy. But yeah, it sets it up nicely for this week. We had a good session last night. And we're going into the Rylands game, you know, on the back of, obviously, you know, a clean sheet and 3 points. So it couldn't have gone any better, really, this week, considering, obviously, we lost on Saturday to Skem.
And Phil, obviously, you took over in the summer. How are you settling into the role at the club?
Yeah, obviously, I had a season out of it. And previous to that, it was COVID. But, yeah, I've settled in. A bit of a change in that. Just after I was appointed, the chairman and owner decided to step down. So there was maybe a month of uncertainty while everything was put in place. But the new owners who've come in, Glenn and Darren, have created so much energy and positivity around the place. It's really, really good. So everything's settling down now. I'm enjoying it. We've got good training facilities. I believe we've got a decent squad. We've added to it, you know, the last week or two with a few loan players who've enhanced us, improved us, I should say. But I'm enjoying it and I'm glad to be back in it.
And it's early days, obviously, but it's a division you know very, very well. Well, certainly the old school North division. You got Lancaster out of this league, didn't you? So how different is it? Or has it always been like this, basically?
I think it's a lot tighter, I think, than previously. You know, no disrespect, you know, to the days gone by, but there was a bit of a gap somewhere in the table, you know, whether it be top six to the rest or top 10 to the rest. But I look at the league now, and anybody can beat anybody. I mean, you're seeing that, you know, Maxfield have lost a couple at home. Everybody can beat everybody. It's simple as. So it's a lot tighter. So you can lose a couple, but you can win a couple. And you can see that in the sort of like league positions and points, et cetera, et cetera. We have a couple of games in hand. If we win them, you know, we can shoot right up the league. So I would say that, you know, there's a lot of teams that are far more closer to each other than maybe in days gone by, which keeps it entertaining, keeps it competitive. And, you know, listen, you always think you've got a chance, but certainly this season, when I look at that league table and I fancy us against any team. I know it's not worked out like that as yet, but we go into every game thinking we can get something out of it.
And it comes across this interview, but enjoying being back and enjoying, you know, these challenges like Warrington Rylands tomorrow, and you know, maybe even going a bit further in the trophy. That'd be some statement, wouldn't it? I mean, enjoying being back.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I've been involved in non-league for a long time. Love being back involved. Love working with players. Love obviously pitting my wits against other good coaches and good managers. So yeah, I'm really pleased to be back. You know, COVID obviously took 18 months out of non-league football, but it's now back up and running, and I'm just glad to be part of that.
Great stuff. And touching upon the game against Warrington Rylands, how do you become that banana skin?
Well, we've got to be well drilled, haven't we? We've got to be organised. We've got to, you know, again, stick to the game plan, which obviously we've got, and we've got to work hard and do our best. Listen, Rylands are a good team. I know Geordie. I've spoken to him a couple of times this season. We know it's going to be really, really difficult, but Cone can be a difficult place to come, you know, with the slope and surface it's decent, but it's maybe not the same as maybe South Shields and one or two others that Rylands will be used to. But at the end of the day, we've just got to do the best we possibly can, stick to a game plan that we've put in place and see what happens. But we're positive. We believe that we can come out of the game on top. We believe we can win the game and get into the next round. You know, and as long as the players have got a really positive mindset, which I know they have, then we'll give it a right go. And obviously, we'll have the backing of our home fans. So who knows?
Well, Phil Brown, manager Cone, big, big thank you for joining us this week. A big good luck against Warrington Rylands, and catch up very soon.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Phil Brown there, manager of Cone, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitched In NPL show. Next up, we've got an old Premier Division affair in the first round on Saturday, the FA Trophy. Lancaster City hosting Gainsborough Trinity. Dunstan of the East Division will be hosting Colville Town. Leek Town, they'll be taking on Worksop Town. Worksop Town going so close to getting through to the first round proper of the FA Cup. They've already got through to the first round proper of the FA Trophy and be looking to go further. But I think step four-wise, that's tie of the round. Against Leek Town? All step four.
Yeah.
It's a big match. Liversidge taking on Tamworth. We've already spoken to Jonathan Rimmington. Big good luck. The All-NPL affair, Macclesfield against Guiseley, live from the Moss Rose on Saturday. We've also got Matlock Town taking on Stafford Rangers. Boom. That's a tie, isn't it? Right there. And we've got Runcorn Linnets taking on Belper Town. And Runcorn Linnets having a decent season in the West Division. They'll be hoping for an upset here against the Premier Division side. Let's judge the mood now at Runcorn Linnets. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Runcorn Linnets manager. Here's Dave Wild. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to Saturday's first round tie against Belper Town, just a bit of a general catch-up. Congratulations for making it through to this stage of the competition. Good win over us at United back in early October. I mean, how was that game, if you could take your mind back to that?
Yeah, it was... Listen, the actual performance was way below what sort of this group of players have built and... put sort of like the expectations and the demands that they put on themselves. That afternoon we were really below par. Fair play to us that they give us a really tough afternoon of it at our place. But you know, in terms of the positives of the day, we've sort of managed our way through the tricky parts of the game and got ourselves through. So obviously on that front it was all positives at the club, and it's a really good opportunity for us to use this competition as a bit of a springboard to, you know, sort of show the work that we're doing at the club, not necessarily on the pitch, but, you know, obviously on the pitch is imperative. And that's the main, you know, focal point of a football club. But there's so much, like, really good, positive work going on off the pitch and behind the scenes that these sort of cut runs, touch wood if it can continue after tomorrow, they sort of bring that light to clubs that may not know much about us or, you know, teams in higher divisions, etc. And I'm just happy for sort of, like, Pete the chairman, Jeff the vice, you know, Alan the president, you know, I can list everyone at the club and the fans really, because it's just a good time and there's a real feel good factor at the club at the minute. So, you know, I'm under no illusions that this trophy run sort of playing big astronomical part in that.
Yeah, because you know, you follow that up with that win over Newcastle, which is superb. Workington, I don't want to dwell too much on that game, but you know, you were winning, weren't you, at Workington, which is no mean feat at all. But then, you know, to bounce back the way you did against Glossop and the Liverpool Senior Cup as well. It's good to hear that there's a good vibe at the club.
No, look, we're in a really good place. We've lost one game in 11, I think. I think that's right. It's 1 in 11. If I'm wrong, I'm not miles off. And it was that Workington game where obviously we were 1-0 up in the 91st minute and lost the game. And you know, if anybody knows anything about sort of the way that I set my teams up and the, you know, the effort and the you know, the fitness and the application that teams sort of put in that I demand from them, we were hard done by to lose that game. I think on the balance of it that afternoon, we should have drawn. I'm not saying that Workington should have lost, because they shouldn't. They were a brilliant side and I've got a lot of time for Danny. And, you know, I said in interviews before the game, I still think they're the best team in our league, and that's Mac included. So it was a bit of a sickener, that one. But if you take that one out, you know, and look across sort of the other 10 games in that period, we're in a really, really good place at the minute. I think it's 8 wins and 9 wins. I think it's 9 wins, a draw and a defeat in that period. So there's not really a lot more you can do other than obviously getting over the line of that Workington game. But just generally at the minute at the club, there's just a real, real good positive vibe about the place. And that's both, you know, that's in the dressing room and across the board. But ultimately, we're again under no illusions that it's our performances and what we do on the pitch that keep that positivity and that morale going in the stands with the support as well. So, you know, it's all very good that, you know, we have had a good run, but there's no point having a good run now to now go on a big bad run and sort of look back and think what could have been. So
we had a bit of a dive into what's gone wrong over the last sort of two or three games in terms of performance, because we weren't at our blistering or anywhere close to our best against Prescott, even though we won. We were very, very poor against Glossop, and we were below par at Workington. So obviously, you know, it's good that we're picking up points and results whilst playing bad. That's a sign of a good team. But what we obviously have to do now is make sure that the poor performances don't become habits. So we had a bit of a, you know, we dove into things last night a little bit more in depth, me, Billy and Jamie, the staff, and, you know, we sort of thrashed it out with the players, and we trained really well last night. So I'm not saying that we're going to win the game tomorrow, because it doesn't work like that. But one thing I can sort of categorically guarantee is there'll be a sort of heart on the sleeve performance from 1 to 16 tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, I was going to touch upon the fact, you know, beating Workington over 90 minutes and just being, you know, right behind them in the league table, it does bode well, considering we're not even in November yet. And, you know, yeah, that's where we are, isn't it? But just to touch upon the Belper game on Saturday, it is a home game. Belper not in the best of forms at the minute. How do you become that banana skin?
It's a bit of a tricky one, this, because, you know yourself, you've been around the block, cup football, it's sort of, I think everything in terms of form guide and, you know, league positions and stuff, it just goes clean out the window. You know, Steve Kittredge has gone in there, and it's been a difficult one for me this time, this draw, because every time they've played, we've played, so it's been really difficult for me to sort of get any form of proper viewing of them myself. But as far as I'm aware, in terms of speaking to managers, I know we've played them, and we've had a couple of scout reports from other people that the performances have improved under him. Obviously, Danny South leaving last week to go to Loss, it'll be a big blow for him, because it would be for any side. But we've got to be careful, or I've got to be careful, that our players aren't sort of, it can very easily get away from us, because at the end of the day, they're in that division on merit. So whether they're near the bottom or not, they're a team that's, you know, won promotion last year. They've got a lot of positivity in their camp in terms of quality of players. So we've just got to be at our professional best. You know, we've got to make sure that we're strong and solid, which sort of, you know, something I absolutely base everything on, especially after the 2-3 years working with Philo at Matlock. I think, you know, I've definitely improved in terms of sort of defensive setup and making sure that we're solid on set pieces. So we've just got to make sure that we're doing our things right. And, you know, on an afternoon at any level, I think our group of players is a match for anyone in division above, and maybe potentially the division above that within reason. So it's just a matter of us motivating, prepping right, which we think we've done, and touch wood, we can be that, the banana skin to Belper. But again, though, on the flip side of that, if we're serious about, we're sort of serious about getting out of this league this year or in the coming years, then, you know, we've got to be looking at beating teams in the division above in cup competitions. We've got to sort of get ourselves prepped for that, you know, the qualities that the division above possesses. So it's sort of ball in our court, really, to make sure that we can get ourselves through.
Yes, absolutely. That was going to be the next question. You've already answered it. Well done, Dave.
I've done this before.
just a final question, Dave, just about the crowd as well. I mean, a good crowd there against Ossett earlier in the month in the last round, over 600 there. You're going to need that crowd there tomorrow as well.
Oh, 100%. Look, I've been blown away, to be honest, by the support. When it was at Mosley, we played at Linnets, and I remember coming away thinking, wild, that place. And it was just that one of them afternoons where it was all a bit blood and thunder, and they beat us quite late in the game, and the fans were up. And for me, I've still not seen for a long time a better set of fans than what we've got. But, and I have been saying this to the players, is the only reason that the gates are up is because what they're doing on the pitch. So it's for us to keep swelling those numbers, which is something that we want to do. We want to start looking at sort of getting between 700 and 900 at games every week. That's something that the chairman's targeted. You know, it's down to us on the pitch to keep making sure that they come back. So, yeah, the fans are brilliant. I can't thank them enough for how they've sort of took to me. We had a bit of a tough start in terms of performances, and nobody sort of turned on me and they backed me. So it's a brilliant, brilliant club with a brilliant fan base. But we it's down to us to get them going, get them enjoying the football and keep coming back. And we'll certainly be able to do that tomorrow. So if anyone is listening who's travelling, just remember that the motorway's shut tomorrow. So get there in time.
Is it 56 closed again?
Chaos.
Good news.
Yeah, it was closed for the Ossett game. It was closed for the Ossett game as well. It was absolutely bedlam trying to get in. So
I think that's the first. Yeah. I think that's the first piece of traffic news we've ever done on the show, Dave. So yeah, well done for that.
And I tell you what,
10 years.
I bet you didn't expect it from me.
No, I didn't. But thank you for the information. Very valuable stuff. That Dave Wild, manager of Runcorn. It's big thank you for taking the time out of the day to join us this week, and big good luck tomorrow.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much, mate.
Dave Wilder, manager of Runcorn, it's joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And finally for this week's show, I think, James, before when I mentioned Leek Town against Worksop Town, thought, yes, that is a big tie, but I don't think it's tie of the round, because surely that's Warrington Town against South Shields. James.
Indeed so. Yeah, indeed so. Obviously, these two know each other quite well. Obviously,
quite well.
Yeah. Playoff finals, FA Cup matches, FA Trophy matches. I think it's like 3 times a year they play each other, maybe 4 times a year at this point. So
this is the WrestleMania main event of FA Trophy ties this weekend, isn't it? It's mammoth. Two juggernauts going head-to-head. But a big good luck to everyone involved in the FA Trophy this weekend. James, plenty of social media surrounding the FA Trophy, I'm going to suggest. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, so on Twitter with Northern Premier League, and then on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, it's Official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Can't believe we've made the end of the show, actually. It feels like it's flown by. Just to let everyone know, this bit of the show with James is pre-recorded on a Wednesday. This is where we put the show together, basically. And then the manager interviews, they follow after on a Thursday and a Friday. So if there's any breaking news, we do apologise for missing it. But hopefully you've enjoyed this week's show. The npl.co.uk, the place to go to for all the latest news from the Northern Premier League. James, a big thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, Ben.
And to you, dear listener, a big thank you for joining us. And you have a lovely weekend too. We'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.